It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Which sea creatures do you think you dudes are?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I don't know. An oyster, maybe?
And you'd be the one with the black pearl.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
The very unusual black pearl.
This is Marconi Award-winning...
I don't know what to do. I don't.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
No, they're very unusual. They're very valuable.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Okay, you tried to clean it up.
Okay.
On the Little Ticket.
Classic BMW brings you the emergency brake of the week here on a Friday morning. We're going to give you three wheels-off candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, we're going to put this one on Bob. Bob Sturm from Bad Radio. They were talking about smuggling drugs, and Bob threw out the possibility of smuggling in drugs in an item that most people around here call an eclair. But Bob has a different term for it. It must be a Wisconsin term because I don't think I've heard this term before, called a long john, and it's very confusing.
What if? But if the condom broke, you know, you got to get it really good.
Stuff.
Do you think any sort of
kill you?
You just OD.
Haven't you heard about that?
Yeah, for sure.
You think the drug transporters have ever tried like long johns? Like at the
Silvers?
No, at the
some planks, like long underwear, and you just shove it in
like
there.
At the panaderia.
LJS is for sure.
If you could fill that thing with some sweet custard or cream, you could certainly get some meth in there, right?
So you're saying you take a garment.
Donut?
Yeah.
Is that the name of a donut that I'm not familiar with?
The long john?
Yeah, I don't know what that is at all.
The long john's the long one with the freaking
like an eclair.
No, yeah, you're only one.
I'm pretty sure.
You thought you were talking about pants.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. Garment. I'm like, is he just filling up like a long?
It wasn't Long John Silver. So it was pants, obviously.
Here that it's the same as an eclair. I've always called that an eclair. Maybe it's an eclair, Julie.
Is this another northern southern thing? I don't know.
Never heard of an eclair?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay. Eclair is, I think, fairly common.
You guys ever heard that term before?
Yeah, I support Bob on this. It's not as common, but I've heard that referred to as a long john before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
No, I just may know more about donuts than the average person, too, though.
Yeah, it looks like it's called a long john in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Indiana.
Sorry. You messed up the punchline there, Junior.
Let's go with Indiana.
A little harsh. Thank you for dumping that.
I've also always called it an eclair, not an eclair.
Whoa, what?
Isn't it eclair?
No.
More
no?
E, I think, than A. No, I think it's eclair.
Eclair?
Yeah.
An eclair?
I think I'm going to be proven right.
Maybe
on
that's
that.
The Texas pronunciation is one of the eclairs.
Yeah. I think it's actually.
I don't think so.
I think it's called eclair. It's with spelled with an E, but it's pronounced eclair, not eclair.
I've never heard anyone pronounce it that way. It's always eclair.
Eclair?
I do love how Bob tries to describe it. You know, it's a long thing with the frickin'... Getting real frustrated with everybody. What's a long thing with cream inside it?
An eclair. Or an eclair. All right, there's Bob. He's candidate number one.
Not always a long thing.
Yeah, not in your case.
Candidate number two from Why Today Doesn't Suck. Dan thought he had audio... That was playable. It was not playable.
I have something called Vin Scully on Hitler. Why would Vin Scully talk about Hitler? Do you remember that?
No, I do not remember Vin Scully.
All right, it's 14 seconds.
Okay. Yeah.
You'll have one of two things. Either I can afford the Bloodhound Gang when you turn 40, or I'll be... Right. Dead.
Whoa.
I swear to God.
Whoa. 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 Jeez.
What are you doing?
Hey.
Are you trying to get...
We caught it in time.
You're playing random It's Just Banter clips.
Oh, wait. That's
on the air.
A different thing that I was pulling audio from.
But he had it labeled as Vin Scully talking about Hitler.
I label most things that.
What a weird thing to label something as. And it's... Somehow TC dropping an F-bomb.
Talking about the Bloodhound Gang.
It's something from It's Just Banter.
Yeah. How many things on Dan's computer do you think have Hitler in the titles?
So many.
That's a really good question. But I do know that Dan is candidate number two. Candidate number three is Danny from the Hardline. They were talking about tanking like we've been talking about a lot here on this station in different sports. I think they were on basketball. And you remember Danny's weird tankathon idea a couple of weeks ago that I think was involved in a knee break? He brings it up again.
You know, there's no point in just saying, okay, let's pay Luka like 14 minutes a game and then just play all the scrubs and lose every game.
So you're saying to avoid a tankathon.
Yeah. You don't want a tankathon. Tankathon is stop going to that website.
What are you
is
saying?
Is that what you're talking about?
Tankathon?
Yeah.
No.
He's talking about a different tankathon.
I'm talking about an event.
What's that?
It's when we have a tank at Whataburger. And we broadcast for an entire day. It's like Normathon, but with a tank.
What's wrong with him?
Donovan's sitting next to it.
Yeah.
He's your friend.
Donovan's sitting on a tank in a Whataburger parking lot, and we raise money for the military.
It's at times like this that I distance from him.
I just have a headache now.
He is your friend.
Like, I don't
even know what
to do. Well, anyway, it's no time to tank. You're right.
Wait, what is a tankathon? Is there some reference here?
He referenced it a couple weeks ago.
What is it?
This thing that he seems to make up on the fly about an idea for a ticket event.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Here's the first time he referenced it a couple weeks ago.
Now, with the pieces that are gone and Kristaps maybe not being able to play, how bad will this thing be?
Are you talking about the tankathon?
I'm talking about tankathon and...
Because I heard you mention that earlier, and I didn't know what that meant. I was unsure if that was maybe a tank parked in a parking lot of a Whataburger with Donovan sitting on it. It's kind of like Normathon, but with a tank.
No. Tankathon would be, let's just lose. And you got a top five protected pick.
I thought you were trying to come up
candidate?
With a ticket event.
I don't think, it was. I think
maybe it was one we listened to and didn't play. Yeah.
But I'm wondering if...
Yeah, we didn't hear it on this show, but you can always tell when Danny... I know I've told you this tell before. When he's going into a joke, he gets the skip-to-do voice. Listen to when he starts on that one that you just played, Jer.
Now, with the pieces that are gone and Kristaps maybe not being able to play... How bad will this thing be?
Are you talking about tankathon?
Are you talking about
tankathon?
There is a website, tankathon.com, that tracks the NBA lottery draft order and gives you simulations and things like that.
Okay. Well, Danny's trying to get a new... Maybe we will end up with a tankathon promotion at some point here
and
on the ticket.
Donovan sitting on the back of a toilet?
No, I think he's on a dunk tank.
A dunk tank.
Yeah.
25.
I don't know if it was a reference to the upper decker.
Oh, no, I don't think it's an upper decker. I hope not. All right, so it's Bob, it's Dan, or Danny at 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, musers. I'd like to vote for Danny. And hello, Gordo.
It's your little friend.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Cassidy.
Cassidy, that's right. And Cassidy, you're our 13-year-old or 11-year-old P1?
Oh, like
11-year-old.
11-year-old P1.
All right. Have a good day at school.
And we love you, Cassidy, and Merry Christmas again today.
Love you, too.
Oh, bye, Cassidy.
Little girl who...
Yeah. You're wrong.
You made
wrong. Involved in a bear trap. Yeah.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'd like to vote for Bob and send some good wishes out to a good P1, Spider Silva. He got jumped at a washateria the other night. So prayers for a speedy recovery.
Dang.
Okay.
Beaten up pretty bad?
Gone.
Or gone.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for the Bob Stern Show.
Wait, how old are you?
I am 13.
Dang. Hmm.
What's going on?
And do your parents know that you're calling?
I don't know. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Oh, man. This kid's a Letarian.
Boy, we're trending lower in our demo, aren't
we? It's good.
I know
it. It's good. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I want to vote for Dan and Gordo's
unmistakable love for Hitler.
Whoa, okay. Wait a second.
That's true.
Don't include me
I've
in that.
I've noticed that, too. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Imam, I am right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Die.
Hi, you need to vote. I want to vote for Brad today and just, you know, and tune in on Saturday for Country Music Saturday. Love you.
Okay, what? Love you, too.
Why does that person take time out of their day every single Friday to do that?
Because they're great. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Well, hey, you guys didn't even let Cassidy vote.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. She voted.
What'd she vote for?
Okay. Danny, I think. Yeah.
Mm. Okay, well, I want to vote for Dan firing off live rounds on the radio.
All right, we got you down. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Gentlemen, I have terrible news.
What?
My brother, Grunt Chandler, has spree soloed to his death.
Oh, it's Grunt Chambliss.
Oh, no.
Not Chandler. But...
Close enough.
Well, I'm out of material. Thank you.
Okay, oh, no. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, Craig, George, Todd. Did y'all get that Cassidy chick's age?
Yeah, 11.
Oh, God dang. That's a little too old for me.
Gosh,
we're
dude.
We're not going to take your vote, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hi, Gordo. I'd like for you to come fix my leaky shower head, Junior. Ben Stiller did escape at Benamora, and George, I'd like to vote for Dan.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, is this Junior?
This is Junior.
Hey, Junior, I just want you to know you suck.
I know.
You don't have to tell me.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
I'd like to vote for Bob Sturm's Uncut Long John, and I did it all for you, Jordan.
Stop saying that. Stop it.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, users. I'd like to vote irresponsibly and submit a write-in for Junior's terrible donut takes. That's just awful. Eclair? Come on.
He said Eclair.
Yeah. Hi, you're on ticket radio.
You had weird voice.
Hey, good morning, boys. Give me Chancellor McDowell.
And ladies and gentlemen, okay. We have ourselves a winner.
The Chancellor McDowell has
won it. He has won it. Dan McDowell.
I have something called Vin Scully on Hitler. Why would Vin Scully talk about Hitler? Do you remember that?
No, I do not remember Vin Scully.
All right, it's 14 seconds.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah.
You'll have one of two things. Either I can afford the Bloodhound Gang when you turn 40, or I'll be... Right. Dead.
Whoa!
Jeez!
What are you doing?
Hey,
are you trying to
get? We caught it in time.
You're playing random. It's just banter clips.
Oh wait, that's
on the air. That's
a different thing that I was pulling audio from.
How many is that for Dan McDowell?
27th win, 77 behind Norma Mag Country Hitzkus.